It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
That's right. My producer's better than yours.
Oh, yeah.
Put it down.
Put it down.
Say it again. Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop, Reese and K-Mac. That is the old Reese.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
An HBCU legend, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Hall of Famer.
There you go. I'm not a legend. I'm just a Hall of Famer.
Alabama A&M State University.
No, see, now where are you going? See, I was surprised you was even saying that. And I knew at the end it was going to be some kind of way you was going to go left with it.
What do you mean?
But I'm good with it.
Didn't you go to Alabama A&M?
I went to Alabama A&M. State in nowhere part of that description.
Y'all didn't get beat by the Hornets? The Yellow Jackets? Which one are they?
They're the Hornets.
Oh, the Hornets.
Yeah.
That's why you don't like Hornets.
That's probably true.
That's right. Man, I tell you, man, welcome back to the Sports Shot. The Sports Shot, Reese K-Mac. Make sure you check us out. Go to our website at thesportshopradio.com. That's thesportshopradio.com. You get everything Sports Shop. You can stream the show live from there. You can actually listen to it directly from there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see our YouTube channel from there if you like. You can find out where to download the podcast and subscribe. We do a great job putting out the show recap.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you miss from the Sports Shop, you can get each and every day from your iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, you name it, it's out there. Audible, anything. I mean, it's everywhere. If you can't, and if you're somewhere and you can't find it, call me, let me know. 919-890-6200.
Exactly.
And we're going to find out what their problem is. Why you don't have a Sports Shop on your platform.
Yeah, give us a call. Let us know.
Because we're on every platform. It's only one platform that we do not exist on to this day.
And which one is that?
It's those people that they do, like the Elon Musk satellite people.
Oh. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
It's the other radio people.
Yeah. Okay.
But they're going to come around, though.
Yeah, just not yet.
They're coming. They're
but
gonna
they
come
will.
Around.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody else got us.
Yeah.
If you don't have us, why not?
Yeah, you're missing out.
I'm just saying.
You better tell somebody.
You and 14 other million other people.
Right. Yeah.
Get your life right.
Fix your face.
There you go. Get your shoes.
Yes.
Get your shoes. And we got Victoria's Vicky behind the glass.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning, Vicky? You doing okay?
Wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
Excited for the weekend.
Are you now?
Yeah, just to sleep. Nothing crazy.
Hey, what are you saying?
I know, remember, I set it up, but
remember now,
you
still got to eat.
I do got to eat,
you still
got to
eat.
Eat and sleep.
Yes, mm-hmm. Don't forget now, because it worked great for 3 years.
Right. Pray for the Canes.
Please do.
Yeah.
Do we have a poll question up for today?
We do. Okay, so today's poll question brought to you by Oak Grove Tech. In case you didn't know yet, because we haven't talked about it, it's Friday the 13th.
Is it now?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
so, are you someone who's extra cautious or superstitious with
it? You know what?
I know some people are reverse with it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people hate it, but then some people love it because they think it's good luck.
We have a good buddy of ours whose birthday is today. James Ross's birthday today.
That's right.
And happy birthday to James Ross. Well, I didn't know it was Friday the 13th, though.
It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the 13th happens falls on a Friday, so there you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. It's always good. I mean, it's good days for me.
I know. Maybe the Canes should have played today.
I know.
There you go.
I don't know.
Well,
really, it's about geography for them.
Yes.
It's about location.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know,
their environment.
I take my test better from the back of the room.
No pressure. The teacher over you. Yeah.
It's no pressure.
No.
It's like, that's not it. Man, we got a lot to talk about. It's some people that are on their way to the islands right now.
That's why you got your island shirt on.
That's why I have my island shirt on. We meeting at the Tiki Hut at 2.
Tiki Hut at 2.
Tiki Hut at 2. Drinks on me.
Go snorkeling around 5.
Snorkeling at 5. See you on the Lido deck. See you on the Lido deck at 8
there you
for
go.
Dinner.
There you go.
I'll see you there. J.E. Harden Jr. and Sons.
J.E. Harden Jr. Yeah, exactly.
And Sons.
And Glenn Rivers.
Glenn Rivers. Otherwise known as Doc, and Hopalong himself.
Who was that?
Danny Green.
Danny Green.
Wow. Danny Green. It is handicap accessible, so Danny, we're welcome. You're welcome.
Wow.
Enjoy all the beat. Sad to say, sir, you didn't get your COVID test in time, so you can't go.
You can't go.
So we're going to leave you on the boat. I mean, we're going to leave you at the airport waving.
Man.
Sorry, man. He can't go with us. It is what it is. Everybody else, see you at 2. You coming, Reese?
I'll be there. Absolutely, I'm there. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Doc can have his normal seat?
Yep. I mean, Doc's been there. He's been there pretty much for the last 15 years.
He's pretty good. He's one of those people to go on vacation. They see you go, hey, you back. Yeah.
It's good to go on vacation, but not while the playoffs is going. You want to be
that's
working.
The time.
You want to be working.
People start looking and say, so you're not coaching them?
So when y'all play again? Oh, you got jokes, huh? You know we lost last night.
Yeah, this ain't year-round school like the NBA.
Yeah, that's funny.
But the 76ers lost, and they were taken out of the misery last night by the Miami Heat. 99-90, and more disappointing than anything out of that game was not necessarily, or more surprising rather, not necessarily the loss. It was James Edward Harden Jr. performance in the second half. 2 shots total.
Yeah, that's ridiculous what that is.
I didn't say 2 points, people. I said 2 shots.
So this is a game where they had to have
2 shots.
Wow.
The reason they brought him there to Philly. And he takes 2 shots?
2.
Yeah. There's something going on with that, man.
What do you mean something going on with
it? Something's going on. I don't know what it is, but something's
going on. I mean,
it's
only
right
one
man.
Game in the whole series he's taking more than 10.
But did they sign him? Did he come there to be the shooter? That was the reason why he came there?
Well, he damn sure came to be a shooter.
Yeah.
More than 2.
Right. More than 2.
Right. That's really confusing. Something wrong with that.
So, Ben Simmons leaves, traded, whatever. I don't even know what we call it that happened with the Ben Simmons thing.
They traded.
Was it a trade?
Yeah. I mean, he refused to play because they know he's born in Philly. He didn't like the environment.
They switched.
Kind of thing. Yes.
Well, it was a trade because they moved some other pieces.
Yeah, they moved him. They moved Seth Curry.
Curry, yep.
Yeah, some other guys.
Yeah, so they did move
Drummond.
So I guess we can consider that to be a trade.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid comes back after being injured at the end of the first series. I forgot who they played now.
Toronto. Yep.
With a fractured orbital bone and a concussion. Missed the first 2 games of this series. And the reason we said that they looked so badly was because Embiid was out.
First 2 games they got blown out by the Heat, and he was like, "Well, Embiid didn't play. He came back and played. Next 2 games they won.
They looked really good.
They looked really good. Yes.
But then, ironic, just all of a sudden, I don't know if Embiid's not feeling well or Harden gets in his feelings. Embiid's like, okay, the whole thing implodes. It looked worse than it did the first 2 games. Now you have Embiid back on the court." You have James Harden playing now, hopefully in a little bit better shape, right?
Yeah.
You have all these guys, and it looked worse than it did in the beginning. That's Doc Rivers' fault.
Well, you know, I hate to be a revisionist, but let's go back and—
Oh, you mean you hate to say you were right?
Yeah, I mean, I think I said that— I think we got a soundbite.
Is that what you mean?
I just—is
that what you're trying to sell me?
Well, let me just say this, Dave.
Is that what you're trying to
sell
me?
If the shoe fits, then wear. Here's the thing.
All right.
I said that I questioned him being a good coach, and
you said because he couldn't close it out.
One of the reasons he doesn't make adjustments. One of the reasons he's lost 7-3 when he was up 3-1. He's lost 7 of those series, and he has a history for doing that.
Because of lack of his adjustments.
Lack of his adjustments. He had one of the best teams the L.A. Clippers ever had in the last 20 years and could not get it done.
Didn't get it done.
And didn't get it done.
This man has won an NBA title, and this is what you say about him?
Yes, because he won an NBA title with 3 Hall of Famers. Kevin Garnett. Paul Pierce.
He said yes. Exactly what I said. He said yes.
He had 3 Hall of Famers on that team.
Okay.
So that's why they won.
He had 2 last night.
Really?
James Harden and Joel Embiid are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I mean. Not
yet. But they are Hall of Famers. I could dislike James Harden all I want to. Well, he's a Hall of Fame.
Well, he hadn't been a Hall of Fame this series.
Well, he hadn't been a Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah. And even yeah.
So who quit the worst? Okay. Whose impact was worse? Doc Rivers and his consistent lack of a whatever it is, adjust whatever we want to call it, down the stretch in playoffs when it gets tight, or James Harden just completely folding?
I think James Harden completely folded, because even though Doc didn't make adjustments, James Harden still could play better. Two shots in this whole second half.
Horrible.
Two field goal attempts.
Period.
I mean, who does that?
But it's so if you're Joel Embiid, what do you do? These guys are wasting the few valuable years you have in your career. What do you do?
I don't know. I mean, that, you sign, you get your paycheck and keep it moving. I mean, my attitude is that
we may never see how great Joel Embiid could be at this rate.
Good point. You know, Tobias Harris plays for the Philadelphia 76ers, right?
Yeah.
You know that. So when they had a decision to make, because Jimmy Butler was playing for them at some point, mm-hmm. they had to make a decision who they wanted to sign.
Okay.
And they decided to sign Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
When they didn't have Harden, did they have Harden then?
No, Harden was the key. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, but no, my point is that Jimmy Butler dropped 32 last night.
Did Tobias Harris play last night?
Yes.
Did he drop 32?
He didn't drop 32. I can tell you that. I didn't even look. But Jimmy Butler asked how he feels about Joel Embiid, because you asked about Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. He may force a trade to Miami because they boys. But Jimmy Butler asked how he feels about Joel Embiid. And this is what he had to say about that.
That I love him. I'm proud of him. Yes. I still wish I was on his team. I definitely love the Miami Heat, though, man. I'm glad that I'm here. But I got so much respect and love for Joel Embiid.
That's where you're going.
Ha! Ugh.
Because at some point,
I'm feeling that, though.
Darren Morley, whatever his name is, who brought James Harden in, he's going to probably get fired, too. Then a new guy will come in and say, you know what? Let's blow this whole thing up. Let's just start over.
So the Lakers are going to get blown up.
Yep. The Sixers are going to get blown up.
The Sixers are going to get blown up.
Yep.
Out of all these pieces, we have a Hall of Fame coach. Yep. We have Joel Embiid. Yep. We have
James Harden.
James Harden.
Yep.
That's available. We got LeBron. Well, LeBron's got a trade clause. He won't wait.
Girl, I'm telling you, man.
He won't wait that trade clause. But we got Anthony Davis that's available.
Street clothes, yeah.
Yeah.
He's available sometime.
Available for trade.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
How about that?
Whether he's going to play or not, that's still in the balance there, let me tell you.
So here are two teams with a whole lot of pieces that would be available to play with to move around.
Yeah.
I think it would be a mistake for Doc Rivers to go to L.A., right? I think he should go to a young team like Charlotte Hornets that need some early guidance early on that can help put things in place. I think Doc Rivers is, just on the surface, a poor veteran coach. Mm. And I don't know why.
Okay.
But I just think he's a poor
I'll sign up for that too.
Veteran coach.
Yeah.
Whatever his message is does not resonate with veterans. Established veteran NBA players.
But do they respect him? Is the question.
Well, that could be part of it. I don't know.
Someone played for
Did he?
He didn't respect them either.
Right.
That's my point.
He said, I want out.
His heart got out of
He called his mom and said, look, I'm going to kill your husband. I'm going to kill your husband.
Your husband might get my damn nerve. Even though he's my dad, it don't matter.
He called his sister and said, I'm about to whoop your daddy ass. He called his sister and told her, he's like, I'm telling you, I'm about to do something to your daddy. I'm telling you. It's about to go down. And he got out.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is. I don't know why it is, but it never sustains itself.
And to your point, he could be a good guy for the Hornets for maybe first couple of years or
just,
so.
Just know that going in.
Yeah, and then,
you know what I mean.
But he's not gonna be a long term kind of person.
Because once they grow up and become established,
when I say it
goes off the cliff,
yeah, it does.
I mean, you couldn't get along with Chris Paul.
All the way off the cliff,
yeah. Right? I mean, and then you got a nerd to say the ball was ticking when Chris Paul was there. Like, Chris Paul is a ball hog. He don't pass. All he do is shoot. I was just like, that's what you say now?
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. I say that to say that there's some changes that need to happen in Philly. And I would think that by 2 o'clock when we meet at the Tiki Hut, he'll be unemployed.
Yeah, he'll be unemployed. And I tell you one thing, James Harden is not going to get that max contract.
Why would he?
If they get a max contract to him, then somebody is a complete.
I'm struggling with giving James Harden a contract.
I mean,
I don't see it.
It's all about past performance.
See it. I just don't see it.
It's all about past performance.
I don't
see
it. Yeah. I don't. You know, it. Honestly, you said it earlier. I know we got to get the break.
Yeah.
But you said it earlier. Yeah. Teams get blown out.
Yeah.
But at least they play.
Effort.
This dude didn't play.
He didn't play. He gave pretty much the Sixers a middle finger, like, whatever. Whatever. I mean, effort. Even Westbrook, one thing I love about Westbrook,
yeah,
he could be the worst shooter or whatever, but he's going to play hard.
He missed every layup.
He going to run through that wall, though.
He ran to that layup as hard as he can get there, though.
Yep. He missed the whole rim, but outside of that, man, it was a good move. I'm just saying.
And he went that way. Look, he was committed to it.
See,
he was committed.
James Charles like, man, don't I? Whatever.
Which one do you admire more?
Right? Russell Westbrook.
Hold on now. Which one do you admire more though?
Okay, what?
The commitment or the execution?
The commitment.
If you commit to the action, but the execution falls short, which one?
I love the commitment because you know what? So soon later, the execution I may get lucky every now and then.
There you go.
Right.
I agree with you, Reese.
There it is. Let's go.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
And, man, it is Fly Friday. You know why?
Why?
Because some people are flying out today on vacation.
Oh, look at you.
Look at that.
Wow.
Huh?
Wow.
See you at the Tiki Hut at 2, baby. Come on. Who else want to go? Huh? Well, who else going?
Let's go.
The flight out of Philly is full, though.
Right. Don't tempt me.
You ain't lying.
The flight out of Philly's going to be full.
Maybe that's what James Harden was thinking about.
Probably.
You know.
Probably. Because I can tell you what he wasn't thinking.
He wasn't thinking about
shooting.
Yeah, I mean, when you say that, it's just. That's a total embarrassment.
That's right.
Of just being a professional.
Right.
You know?
Like, he should get a call from the CBA right now. I mean, from the Players Association.
Yeah, NBA Players Association, yeah.
He should get a call.
Yeah.
And they should say, listen, we fight tooth and nail. We fight like nobody's business to ensure that you guys are treated fairly.
Yep.
Paid equitably, right? You get everything that you deserve and more.
Sure.
And here you are, poised to have probably the most lucrative contract in the history of the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you prove this is why they shouldn't pay you long-term contract money. In maximum.
Yeah, he goes against a lot of people who are, I won't say haters, but just talking about the NBA players, like they don't care, whatever. This is they make all this money. This is a clip.
He
is supporting that narrative, if you will.
Think about that. So easy for the ownership to say.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep.
I guarantee you they're going to, in the next, which I think the next agreement is not till next year, 2023, I think.
Oh, trust me. They come out.
It'll be a hardened rule.
It's going to be a hardened rule. And they've been talking about that all year. It was hardened. And Simmons, both of those guys are telling you.
Yeah.
Because Simmons still got paid out of money. Hadn't played in 2 years.
Yep. It will be a hardened clause in the next CBA.
The hardened Simmons clause.
Look, brought to you by the J.E. Harden Group. The J.E. Harden and Simmons Group.
Yeah, exactly.
Look. Who can ruin your CBA effectively?
No, I mean, and we're joking about this, but we're really serious. It's
more to the story.
Yeah.
It's bigger than just that.
Yeah, it is.
See what I'm saying? Yep. It's bigger than just that.
Yep.
If you don't want to compete and you don't want to play, don't play. But don't do that.
Right. I
mean, and if you have the nerve to open your mouth and ask for max money, it just makes it even worse.
He's not getting the max money. Seriously, if the Philadelphia 76ers get that max money of $230-something million
right
for 4 years,
this is the equivalent of of an employee, no call, no show for 3 straight days, and you finally show up late on the 4th day, and as you talk to him, he said, before we get started, sir, let's talk about my raise.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's what James Harden is doing right now.
I mean, that's equivalent.
That's what James Harden is doing right now.
Yeah, this.
And then before you say anything to him, he says, yeah, but what about that other guy, Ben Simmons?
Yeah.
You say anything to him? Tell
him. No, we did. We traded him for you.
Anyway, we got more to talk about that later on. But let's talk about the other loss.
Let's do it.
The Phoenix Suns playing against the Dallas Mavericks. So let's just start with the fact that, just so you that didn't know, that didn't see the game, Dallas came out on top 113-86.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? But the question I have is it more Dallas figuring it out, playing hard, or Phoenix kind of laying back a little bit and resting because they go as Chris Paul goes?
Well, I mean, I think those are great questions. I think clearly the team that plays at home is playing better.
Okay.
Vicky talked about it earlier.
Till you win one on the road, no guarantee.
And that's the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
The series doesn't start until you win one on the road.
Right.
Oh, and by the way, just as a sidebar, we got the same situation in NHL hockey with the Hurricanes right here at home tomorrow.
Shh. We don't want to talk
about that. I know. We don't talk about that.
But make them nervous.
But I mean, we got multiple sound bites. You can play with one and play. But it's a lot of guys talking about game 7 came back. And again, the only thing about that, you gonna chance it on that?
Yeah. Anything can happen 7.
Yeah, yeah.
Twisted ankle.
Right.
Joel Embiid flopping. Break your ankle, i.e. Danny Green.
Right. Because that was Joel Embiid's fault. You know, Chris Paul. Who was it? James called in and said Chris Paul had a game of his life. Somebody else said that, too. I mean, a lot of things can happen.
Oh, the 14 straight.
Oh, yeah. Ian was talking about that, too.
The 14 straight.
Yeah, the 14 straight, which you think is insignificant. I thought it was great.
It's not that.
But I guess my point is leaving.
Not Wilt in 100.
But was anybody there when it happened?
We're not going to even have this conversation today.
And the only guy
we're not going to have this conversation.
And the only guy that was there was Wilt scored 100.
We're not having this conversation about Wilt and 100.
He died a couple years ago.
We're not doing that. We got Allen on the line. I'm sure he wants to bring some sanity to this conversation. What's up, Allen?
Well, I don't know about that. Hey, guys.
What's up, E?
Hey, just say hi to Pam for me, would you?
Oh, she's listening.
She listens.
She just heard you.
She's a virgin?
No, she just heard you.
He's about to whip
cigars. No, she may be there around 4 o'clock today. Anyway, Alan, you had a question.
Hey, I just want to say happy Friday, yay, baby.
My man.
So, Alan, aren't you off this whole entire month? Are you off this month?
Yes, sir. Okay. I am.
We'll get together and we'll burn a couple.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to call you later. We're going to get together.
We'll get together and we'll burn one.
All right, gentlemen. Hey, thanks for making our week great.
Okay.
And I hope you have a nice weekend.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you.
We appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Bye.
So Mac, but it's all about coming down to one game. Chris Paul got to be Chris Paulish. Mm-hmm. Did you bring Chris Paul's name last? Was it Paulish? You said something like that yesterday.
Probably.
You remember what it was? I can't remember.
I think you're right. Yeah. I think that's what it was.
But I think he said it in a negative sense, I think.
Right. Not in a good way.
It wasn't a good way. But he needs to be Chris Paulish in a good way.
I mean.
Okay.
Which is.
Not 14 for 14, but he got to give us double digits.
You have DeAndre Ayton.
Yep. Got Booker.
Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Cam Johnson.
Yeah.
The other guy.
Mikal
Bridges.
Yep.
Come on.
They had the best
Chris
record.
Paul should be able to sit there and have his little Mai Tai on the sideline.
I know what you're doing.
What?
Here's the thing. They had the best record in the NBA this year.
Great.
And the reason they had the best record is for why they playing. When they playing tonight? Yes. They play tonight.
No, they played last night.
That's right. So why are you playing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, yeah.
It's because the seventh game. That's why you play during the regular season, so you get home court advantage, and they have home court advantage, and hopefully it's going to make a difference tomorrow night.
You shouldn't be losing to Dallas. Period.
Okay. So that's what we done.
You didn't give Golden State a pass.
Well, they play tonight. They go to State.
They do play tonight, but you didn't give them a pass. They don't deserve a pass either. They should not be losing. The only one of these series that should even be, we should be having real conversations about, is Milwaukee and Boston.
Okay.
Memphis should not be on the court with Golden State with no Ja Morant. Period. End of story.
Although we said 100 times yesterday they won 7 games without Ja Morant in the regular season. We mentioned that 1,000 times.
That team is not 40 points better than Golden State.
How about this, though?
Not even 10.
But you realize they were a higher seed than Golden State coming to the
playoffs. I understand that, but that's because Steph hasn't been playing. They've been in and out. I mean, the record dictates where your seeding is going to be. And that's a long season. There's a lot of things that go on in that season. You may not have the record that you want, but by the time you get to the playoffs, if you're healthy and you got your veterans with you, you're ready to go.
Okay, we'll talk about that, but I want to get back on Chris Paul.
Okay.
I want to get back
on oldest man in the league.
7 game tomorrow night.
Outside of Al Horford.
And Chris Paul talked about the significance. Al Horford, he can probably earn himself a couple more years.
Yeah.
Chris Paul talked about the significance of having game 7 at home. That's why they won. That's why they played.
It's when I go home. You know what I mean? It's, you know, I feel like we worked as hard as we did all season.
Right, that's
you know what
why.
I mean? To get home court. Just because you have home court doesn't guarantee you're going to win the game. You know what I mean? But we'd rather play at home than play here.
Thank you.
You shouldn't even be in this position. You shouldn't even be in this position, man. Like, seriously, you have no business in this position.
I'm afraid.
They got Luka, and that's all.
Yeah. But I'm afraid.
They winning now, though.
Yeah. Well, they got Kisses on Reggie Bullock, who went off last night. Reggie Bullock got buckets.
Them jokers are late. They ain't gonna lie. They like charcoal. They'll light up at any moment. Maybe not when you want them to.
But
eventually.
They like charcoal. They light up at any moment.
Short fuse.
So all of a sudden, poof. Like, hey, done. We got a fire. Look at that.
So Luka had 33. Reggie Bullock had 19. Jalen Brunson had 18. And then Spencer Dinwiddie had 15. So those guys, they played better at home. Dinwiddie had like 2 points less than they played in Phoenix. So sometimes those support players, their games don't travel. They play better at home. So,
facts.
Yeah, given all that, I think Phoenix should be fine, but I tell you,
all right.
it's not going to be easy as we think.
All right, and here's where this will be the last time we do it today. I'm going to agree with you.
Okay, all right.
You've
been doing a lot here lately, by the way.
It's an accident. I mean, you know what? Have a good Friday.
New week,
It's been that kind of week. So, but I will give you that because none of the support players for Golden State played well the other night.
No.
I mean, the pool, and it was horrible. They had like they had never been on the court before.
Yeah, I mean.
And, of course, the veteran guys, they were just coasting, so it didn't even matter.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.